This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Jason Valentini joins me to talk about the worst mistake he made in college.
I took the fire extinguisher, pretended it was like my dick. You know, okay. I just, like, sprayed it in the hallway. I was just like kind of the jerk off face thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I sprayed it in the hallway.
How else would you do?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just like, I would probably have done the same thing.
No, I was using like my watch and Schindler's List face. And so this was like in 2011. I went to Ferris State, mm-hmm. In Big Rapids. And I was like, again, I was like this like amazing student, like 3.9 GPA, like extracurriculars. I was teaching a lab in the automotive engineering department and all
just
that
super
stuff.
Smart.
So yeah, I was like this like well-respected, yeah. Like really good student who worked really hard and all that uh-huh. stuff. And then I lived on like on-campus apartments with a couple of my roommates, just a couple friends. And one night we had a few drinks, but this was like, I say that as like a safety net,
yeah.
Like because it's like, why'd you make a bad decision? Because we were drinking.
Right. There was,
but to be honest,
involved.
it was like 5 hours later, and I had like three beers. So like I was totally in the right mind.
You were pretty sober by the time this happened.
This is totally sober, but I just like I was drunk on like attention because like my roommates they thought I was like very funny, and I love that. That's where I started to be like, oh, I like to like entertain people, or like I like to make people laugh. My roommates like validated that all the time. So we were just laughing a lot. And then I thought it'd be funny to take the fire extinguisher out of our kitchen and just like spray it in the hallway.
Right.
So these are brand new apartment complexes. So they have like a lot of technology in them. So I took the fire extinguisher. I pretended it was like my dick, you know,
okay.
I just, like, sprayed it in the hallway. I was just like kind of the jerk off face thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I sprayed it in the hallway.
How else would you do?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just like, I would probably have done the same thing.
I was using like my watch to Schindler's List face, and I was spraying it in the hallway, and then I was like, eh, I thought it was so funny, and they got like a picture of me and like my stupid like Nike hoodie or whatever.
Oh my god!
And then the fire alarm goes off.
Uh-oh.
Because this is a brand new building,
it's
so
like triggered something.
Oh yeah, when you spray it, the smoke detectors, they can detect the chemicals or whatever is the fire extinguisher.
I didn't know that existed.
And they,
pretty sweet.
Yeah,
kinda,
I talked to my dad about it because he's a contractor and stuff and a construction guy. And yeah, so they do that for safety, like on schools. So the alarms went off. The place went crazy, lights and alarms, and the whole building got evacuated. And then I sprayed in the hallway and in my room, and there was just a cloud of white everywhere.
So there's no way to go, wasn't me,
right? And they so we got scared, and then we just ran like into the car, went across campus to like my friend's place, and then we stayed there. And a friend of mine, Sam, she called us up and she's like, what did you guys do? There's three cop cars and two fire trucks here.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that's when your stomach just drops.
Yeah, because you're like, shit, I'm
you're
in
like,
trouble.
And
like,
you
this
know,
is real trouble. It's
real.
Not like my dad's coming here to yell
yeah,
at me.
Exactly,
this is like
exactly
real
what
trouble.
And I was like, and I've never experienced anything like that. So I was like really nervous, and I felt like an asshole. So I actually just told my buddy to like just drive me back there. I'm just gonna tell them. They know they're gonna find me. It's like at least I wasn't that type of kid that was just
like
you know,
wasn't me.
You know, I'm gonna born identity this shit. Like they're gonna find me. So I went back.
My name's on the lease.
Yeah, exactly. I got like some like I had some like Valentini motor car thing I made in high school in like graphic design class, like on like in my bedroom.
Okay.
Like they know it's me. You know, so I went back and I just told the cop, I was just like, hey, this was me. I apologize. Like, I didn't know this would evacuate the whole building. And then this was like 1:30 in the morning. And the guy was like cold. And he was just like, do you know what you did? He's like, you put everybody's life at danger. This is how dramatic it was. It's a Big Rapids, small town.
Right.
So he's like, you put everybody's life in danger because this chemical is so bad for your lungs. And I'm like, dude, why is it in my kitchen?
Yeah,
why is it for burnt toast? And then, so
what happens? So if you had just said my toaster was burnt,
well,
you
that's what we were gonna
said,
do.
Like, yeah, man, something weird happened. Our stove was acting funny.
And that's what I was gonna do. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, we have it all on tape. Video cameras in the hallway. So they had me on tape.
So now you just look like, oh, could you find that tape somewhere?
I want that tape so bad. Yeah. I'm just like, yeah.
I think that'd be so funny.
I know. I want to just like run for like senator, even though I'll lose. But like that shit always comes up when you run for office.
Yeah.
So that's all I find.
If you run for public office, yeah, then you'll find it somehow. Yeah. Somebody will go, I know Jason. He pretended like his fire extinguisher was his dick. I would vote for you just
solely on
that. I'd get
the college demographic.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially, I mean, you'd win, you know, fair state for sure.
Yeah, oh, totally. Bulldogs, I get all 13,000 of those votes.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, he was super intense, and then they had me sit there for 4 hours while they cleaned up, and so there was, like, this white particulate matter, like, everywhere in my apartment. So this is what they did. They said, you can't have any of this stuff on any of your things because it's like toxic or whatever. They're being so dramatic. So they took, so it was all over my living room and bedroom and hallway. They, no joke. I went and I stayed, at my friend Sam's. I had to crash on her couch, her and her roommate's couch, because I know where to stay. Cause they're like, you can't go in your room. It's too dangerous.
Damn.
I was there till like 4:30 before they let me leave. And then I went over to her and her roommate's place, crashed on the couch. And, come back the next morning, like 9 a.m. No joke, all my stuff in my bedroom, they were just being dicks, in garbage bags. And it was just covered. They were like, we have to go and clean everything off and whatever. It was just all in garbage bags. And my room was just like a mess. Yeah. So then that happened. And they said, we're going to be getting in touch with you. This is a felony. We're going to be kicking you out of school for this.
Jeez.
And you're going to be arrested for this. And you could get jail time. Super dramatic. Like, I think they were trying to make an example out of me, and it did scare me. So they left, and I cleaned everything up. I told my parents. I was like, oh, my God. They said they're going to kick me out of school, and I was really nervous.
What did your parents say initially? Were they just like, I can't believe you, or were they kind of like, that's kind of funny?
They actually were cool, and I thought, because I called them at like 5 in the morning that day, when it happened, right after like the cops let me go, and they were all nervous and like a little bit upset, but they were actually really mad about how much they overreacted.
Yeah.
And my dad was just like, don't tell him anything, like get a lawyer, whatever. Yeah. We'll take care of this. Like, he wasn't happy with me, but he also knew like, okay, I was an idiot. It was dumb.
Yeah.
But
it's and like, you know, you were
I didn't
being
hurt
an
anybody.
Idiot.
And like, I do feel
if
bad.
That's the worst thing you've done.
It is.
That's not that bad.
Yeah. It's not that bad. And like, I made, or whatever, like I made the building get evacuated at like 2 a.m. and it was like February. Like that sucks. Yeah. That's a dickhead thing to do. Because it was so cold, but you know, whatever.
Did it
dude.
Really have to be evacuated though?
No,
that's what kind of bothers me about this. So
does
like,
it make you nervous ever using a fire extinguisher?
Yeah, like, I'm never gonna touch that thing now.
Yeah, and I was just like, let's let this burn. I'd rather get insurance money than a felony
exactly.
charge.
At least my shit will be paid.
Yeah,
for.
Yeah, it's not in garbage bags. It'll be brand new. Yeah. So then a week goes by, right, and nothing happens. I was like, oh, they were just scaring me, and I was like, it's totally cool that. So I was in my apartment and I was just laying down. I was watching American Chopper.
Mm-hmm.
I was so into that show. And so I was watching that. And then we get a knock on the door. And then my friend Ben and Chris, they come in my room. They're like, hey, the cops are here and they're looking for you. And so I answer the door and there's these two cops there. There's like this big like Viking like woman. Like if you were like a woman, like she was big, like a big blonde woman. Like she was
if I was a woman.
Yeah.
I like that description.
And so it was her.
I'm glad you didn't have a flashback when I walked in here. Like, oh shit, you're the woman that arrested me.
You son of a bitch. So she was like, and she was cold, man, and like scary. This is like, I actually now think it's a very like sad like police department, because like it was just like this little guy with like a Napoleon complex that went the first day, like telling me like my life's ruined. And then this fucking massive
just
woman.
These characters.
Yeah, they are characters. And like, so they come to the door and they're like, hey, we need you to get your shoes. We have to take you down into the.
Taking you downtown.
Yeah, taking you downtown, which is literally, was down the street.
Yeah.
And so like, so then I was like, all right, cool. Let me just like, you know, get some shoes on. And. So I just get my hoodie and a shoes, and then like, she's like, put your hands behind your back. I'm like,
what?
I'm coming with you. She's like, no, I have to cuff you. It's like protocol. And like, she was just so like mean or whatever. And my roommates are just like watching me and just like, okay. And so like, but I was still like kind of making jokes because I saw my roommates like laughing. And again, this is me indulging in like feeding
funny,
the crowd,
being the funny guy.
Yeah, cause, and just enjoying that, like sacrificing well-being for that. So like,
totally.
She like, she put the handcuffs on and she put them on tight. And I've never had handcuffs on before. Mm-hmm. And then like, she cranked them down. And I was like, ow, these things hurt. And then she's like, yeah, they're not supposed to be comfortable. They're handcuffs. And then I turned around because I knew my roommates were laughing, and I looked at her, and I was like, depends what kind of handcuffs you're wearing. And then my roommates are just like, what the fuck, or whatever. So like, you know, like that college voice, it's always, everything's drawn
out. Come on,
out.
Bro.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, my God, bro. This kid. I hated that shit.
This guy right here.
This guy.
He's got jokes.
I'll
got
be back jokes. In, yeah, man, he was gone for a minute. I hate all those dumb college phrases. Go wear sweatpants, you dumb fuck. You know, like, I hate that stuff. But they were cool, but we were all dumb in college. So like, then they had to bring me to the station, and they had me sit there, and they're like, you have to stay the night in jail, or you have to pay like a $500 bail. So I actually like my parents like posted like $500 bail, which in retrospect I should have just stayed in,
for sure,
because that would have been kind of an experience. And you know, I think you're by yourself, but I was, when I was sitting out there, I was they had the crazy town drunk, like, that's, you know, yeah, every town's got one.
Every week.
Yeah, he was in there, and apparently he was like shitting in the cell. So I don't know how many cells they had, but I was either going to be in that with him or next to him.
Oh,
and he was
no.
just yelling. He was just a drunk, so he was yelling like profanities, and he was just like apparently just like shitting his pants.
Damn.
And because like, a cop came out, and he's like, this guy fucking smells, man. He's doing it again. And I was like, what's going on in there? And then it was actually turned out really cool. Like, the whole experience was interesting because when I was sitting there at the station, it was like a late 20s cop. He was pretty cool. And I saw he had like a UFC thing or whatever.
For sure.
And I was into watching that stuff when I was in college. So we were just talking about like Anderson Silva and stuff like that. And he was actually really
little
cool.
Talking points.
And then I learned like the power of like charisma and charm or whatever, because like I was just shooting the shit with him, and it was actually just a good conversation. And then after about like an hour of me being there, he invites me to like go to like train at like his like private gym that he trains at for like jujitsu. And I'm like, that was really cool. It was very interesting. And I end up actually having more encounters with that big like Viking woman or whatever. And I actually like kind of won her over too, where she had to do the legal stuff like per protocol. But she clearly like was like, this guy, he isn't like some degenerate like asshole.
Yeah,
he just made
just
a mistake.
Dumb college
and
kid,
like,
whatever.
I was trying to be like, because I always hated that, where like you get pulled over even, and you're like, you're supposed to like, everybody assumes they're supposed to hate each other. When I'm like,
right,
this guy's just doing his job.
Yeah.
I went over the speed limit. Like, you know what?
It makes a huge difference in how to handle that situation.
It does, man. Because it's just like,
and I could just see, I just like imagining this big old lady.
Yeah.
Cop. It's just like, yeah, she's got you, you know, little, hey, Jason.
Yeah.
You guys are just buddies now.
Yeah. I just like the
image of just, hey, come here, little guy.
It's all right. Yeah. So like, she just takes me under wing, like,
who plays with fire extinguishers? You play with fire extinguishers.
So it was actually kind of cool in a way of like, I learned a lot, like how to like deal in those situations of like, and we were talking about this, me and Moni, we're talking about this yesterday. It's like how there's so much implied like resentment and things. We were talking about, she brought up the idea that I thought was a great idea. You should have another horn on your car that is like, hey, I'm not mad at you, but I'm just telling you I'm here. Or like, you know, like, because there's always bad connotation to horn. It's always like,
exactly,
fuck you, get out of my way, you're a dick. But like, it could just be like, honk, honk, like, hey, like, your dog's walking in the street, get him out of the way or something. Or like,
yeah,
hey,
or like, I've had someone backing up on me, and
that's,
I'm like, oops,
what she was doing.
Hey.
And then when you see like they wave and you're like, oh, it's just like whatever, it's Carol or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, so that's what I actually learned like a lot about that, which is really cool, is like, you don't have to like hate everybody, even though like you're kind of in the shit. Mm-hmm. And also, let's stop taking ourselves too seriously. Like, this isn't the end of the world. Like, I pulled a fire extinguisher and sprayed it. And then after that, so this was like, that was the instant. So it was like $500 or whatever. And then like 3 months later, when I was like doing an internship, it was summer or whatever. I was called up or whatever. And then I had to go in to do like the magistrate stuff, all the court stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so long story short, they came down on me. They gave me, it was a $2,500 fine, because you have to pay for like the fire trucks and all that stuff to get there.
Yeah.
And then it was like a $500 like cleaning bill for the apartment. And then I had to spend like another $2,000 on like an attorney. Mm-hmm. Then it cost me like almost $5,000. And I still have malicious intent or something. Like I got a record now.
Wow.
It's a misdemeanor.
So hardcore.
But it's like, yeah, it's malicious destruction of property.
See, and now you're an engineer, right?
Yeah.
So when you interviewed for this position that you're currently at, did this come up?
Yeah, you have to tell.
Because you're super professional. Like, I mean, it's not just a part-time gig that you're just like, I'm just making minimum wage. You're like in a career position. So,
yeah.
So they're probably like, what happened here?
And they do the background checks. Yeah. It's like, you might as well put it on the paper before they find
for sure, because then you look like an ass because you're lying about
like,
it.
Like,
that's illegal.
It is, yeah. Yeah. And it's like also like malicious destruction of property. That sounds really bad. That sounds like I had an ex-girlfriend that I like beat the shit out of her car or something. Like that's what it's, or I threw like a garbage can through a window.
Retaliation of some sort.
You pulled a fire extinguisher like to make your friends laugh. Like that's malicious. Like that's kind of innocent, you know. Right. But it whatever. So I told them, but they were cool with it, and like I mean, it's not hurting my life. And then, like, I still get those, like, fire extinguisher joke or whatever. Like, because guys I work with actually are from Ferris as well.
Okay.
So they're like, when there's a fire extinguisher, they're like, keep Jay away from that thing. I'm like, whatever.
Hide that from Jason.
Yeah. I just need to get more dirt on them.
Yeah. It's like, I'm sure they got some.
Dude, yeah. So I need their story. It was just one of those moments where I was just like, when I was sitting there and there's like firemen and policemen everywhere. And I'm just like, what did I do? And then also, I was mad at, like, life a little bit. I was just like, why does this have to happen when I just was trying to have some fun with my two friends that I live with? It wasn't a huge raging party. It wasn't anything. And like,
and you're the good guy in general. You're just the good guy.
Yeah.
And then one time you get a little crazy.
You get a little crazy.
It goes extreme.
Yep.
Like usually you're just like, oh shit, you know, somebody got upset with me.
That's true. And isn't that funny how like, it's almost like how like life has like these roles for you. And it's like when you step out of them, it gets like chaotic because like I've never been the crazy party guy. I've never been like the dude that's like, oh man, Jay's drunk and he's on his dirt bike doing cool stuff. Like I was always the one that would be like on a couch, maybe tell some jokes and using a lot of hand things.
Yeah, or like you see someone standing on a table and you're like, you should get down.
Yeah.
You know, you're like the dad of the group.
First of all, this is oak, and second of all, 4 feet can still sprain an ankle.
Whoa! What are your shoes doing out of my place? What are your shoes?
Uh oh, scuff marks.
Not on my carpeting.
Because I was like that, man. It's like, and then the one time. Because I'll be honest, when I was younger, before, like, you know, you're figuring out who you are, like, late teens, early 20s, you're like, everybody thinks it's cool to be, like, the crazy guy, and then you realize the crazy guy is just fucking an idiot, and, like, he either, like, cleans up his act, and he's pretty cool, or he is just, like, he's that guy that got arrested and was, like, shit in his pants in jail. So it's, like, I'm totally happy that I had, like, my little, little detour of, here's my crazy tangent.
And looking back on it now, it's just like, well, that's not the worst thing to someone go, do you remember that time you fucked up?
Yeah.
Oh, and all you did was play with the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, I just played with, and I love, like, the drama of it because, you know, relative to the action, it was just absurd. It was just like, and it was just, so I just laugh at it. My parents laugh. We all joke about it now. It's, like, nothing because, like, I bet you, I wonder though, if like, say that moment was my downward spiral of like, then I'm just like, you know,
you're just going like, to different apartment complexes, breaking out fire extinguishers.
Yeah. That's my thing. It's just like such a weird thing, but so it all worked out. So it's all laughable at this moment.
That's awesome.
So, it was cool. Man.
Hey, if you like this show, make sure you go to twitter.com/onecrazystory, or you can follow me at Nate Comedy. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.